Blog Talk Radio. good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. And this is Gary Moore from the U.S., and we also have Marika over in the Netherlands and Jen Christie in England. Are you please there? Hello.
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 Can you hear me now?
Well, it's great to be on here and on this unedited live show, which they always are, unedited and live. So you get the good with the bad. You get people dropping off on Blog Talk Radio sometimes. I don't mean dropping off to sleep. I mean dropping off the radio. But anyway, it's all part of the fun, isn't it? And you've got to keep your sense of humor, don't you? Especially in these times. You know, especially with all the upheaval in the world that's happening at the moment, because we're in the midst of the great shift. And can't you just tell? Because when you're, you know, just tuning into the energies on a daily basis, you can pick up on the turmoil that Mother Earth is going through, can't you, Marika? Have you been
Feeling
something to sort?
And it is very important. You are so right, Jenna. It is so important that we maintain a sense of humor and send all of this seeming tragedy laughter. It's so important.
Yeah.
Not to cry for them, not to weep for them, not to feel tears for them, but to send them laughter. That is true compassion. And to see them happy and laughing and joyous as quickly as possible. I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, because the more positive we keep, the more our vibration lifts and the more easy it is for the Earth to go through the shift. Because we have to remind ourselves also that we have made a sacred contract to be here for the Earth shifting. And so our heart goes out to people that are in the thick of it, that are really suffering. But, you know, we all did choose to come and take part in this and do our
part
to help Mother Earth this time.
So, now all I need is new material. You know, I can't keep telling these same old tired jokes. You know, I need new stuff. But
I won't get yourself a script writer.
Yeah, exactly. I need some jokes. Can't be telling the same stale, tired jokes. You know, I need.
Anyway. Oh, it doesn't matter. As long as one person in the world laughs at one of your jokes, Gary, you do the work of the master.
I'm doing the job. Yeah.
You are.
Putting out, doing my bit to put out the coherent frequencies. Absolutely.
And we've got a fabulous special guest today, and she's going to be speaking about transition, which, of course, is death. But we prefer to call it transition because there's actually no such thing as death. We're just stepping from one vibration or one dimensional field into another. And so we prefer to call it transition. And so we're going to be bringing Abra on shortly.
That's exactly what's happening right now, right?
Yeah.
In Japan, a lot of people are transitioning. And I was thinking also about when you just walk on the street and look at every tree and be grateful for that. You know, you can do, you everybody can do things like that, or smile at another one who passes you by and they smile back. And that's how we raise the vibration also. How I do it.
Anyway, we're going to have a
So you're doing the job too then, Marika. You're doing your bit to put out the coherent frequencies as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Simply by doing that.
Mm-hmm. By doing that and spreading crystals in the waters and thinking about, you know, be positive. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And talking to people who cannot see it this way and show them my vision so they can see it positive as well, right? It's very important.
Exactly. It is very important. And plant the seeds in whatever way we plant them. We set up the seeds that this is really a good thing. All the things that are happening is really basically the Earth's restoration to balance, bringing herself back into equilibrium. You know, it took mankind, humanity, a couple of hundred years perhaps to create this imbalance through the Industrial Revolution. And Grandmother Earth is probably going to rearrange herself a little more quickly than that. But it's all a good thing. Yeah.
But there's all sorts of things happening as well, isn't there? All sorts of energy changes, such as solar flares coming from the sun. And on the 19th of this month, we're going to have the biggest moon. It's going to be the closest to the Earth for 18 years. And so earthquakes are not, you know, not out of the question at times like this. And that's why the position of the planets and everything has not been the same for 26,500 years by the time we get to 2012. And so, you know, there's major changes are going to happen, and we've got to be prepared for them and just keep our vibration as high as we can.
Keep sending out that coherent frequency.
Yeah. So, Azra has chosen a beautiful song called Warrior Heart, and it's by Bluestone. And so I think we're going to do that before we bring Azra on to speak about transition.
Okay, and I will also put the link to the video into the chat room. I've already done it once, and I'll do it again. And have everyone click the link and pull up the YouTube player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send us up a heart. And during the interim, we'll go ahead and play the song Warrior Heart. We'll be back in a moment.
That was lovely.
That was lovely. I love that piece. And Azra is responsible for the selection of the music on the show today, a lot of it, and that was one of hers, and I like her taste. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, always beautiful, her music.
Blue
yes.
Stone, that was. Mary Hart by Blue Stone.
Do you want to do the video first or bring her first on?
No, she's going to speak after we've clicked on the link and paused the player as usual. That's okay.
Okay. Well, for those of you just coming into the chat room, go ahead and click the YouTube link in the chat room and pull up your YouTube player. And when you've done that, mute the sound and pause the player and send us up a heart in the chat room. And Marika, in her own intimidable way, will count us down and start the file. This is energy going out to our friends in Japan. Send us up a heart. That'll be your ticket. There's my ticket. Intimidable?
No,
when I say intimidable, I said inimitable.
We're probably right teething if you're going to say words like that, Gary.
Yeah, that's
well,
kind of escaped me for a moment.
Everybody's ready. I see that. Okay,
yes,
and really,
like
really, guys, be in your heart and send the biggest love to Japan, you all together, okay?
And keep laughing.
Yeah, because we're going to bring Azra on right now. Azra's coming on right now to tell us about transition. We're waiting with bated breath. Are you there, Azra? Are you
how
there,
are
Ezra?
You?
Welcome to
yes,
the
I
show.
Here you are.
Hey, Ezra.
I thought she'd fallen off.
You can hear me, can you?
Yes.
We
yes.
had to transition you off from mute, basically. So, hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, there's been a lot of transitioning these days with everything and then with my own transition to be able to be here today. That was very interesting. Yes, and the timing of the show, when Jen asked me if I would like to be a guest, and thank you so very much for having me. I'm very honored. She asked me on thank you. She asked me on Thursday, and I said I would love to, and I would actually really love to speak about consciously dying, because there's just so much fear in our society that has been wrapped around death and dying, and that has held us, you know, caused so much unnecessary pain in so many people's lives, you know, with individually and within the collective. And you know, it's my opinion that this fear has informed the way people live and actually often do not fully live their lives. When you think about it, as children, you know, as soon as we come into this world, and often, you know, it's not easy, well, it's particularly in the last few decades, for whatever reasons, people are having more difficulty bringing beautiful beings in. And when we do get here and we have children, often we're so afraid of losing them. We're saying, you know, be careful, no, don't do that. And so from you know, as soon as we start to walk, there's this fear that we're being in, that's being encoded, that we're being socialized with. And it's really too bad, because in my opinion and also my experience, death does not need to be feared. And when you're prepared and when you bring the conversation into your day-to-day and begin that dialogue, it's just a natural part of the cycle of life, the universal cycle of life. And it's only, you know, with the advent of, you know, recent Western society and I think, unfortunately, some of the religious dogma also, tends to create fear around the dying process, the transition from physical form back to a state of pure essence when it is actually living life to life. And and it's my opinion that we all deserve to die consciously, surrounded by love, in peace, with grace and dignity. And then when the earthquake and tsunami occurred on Friday, I just thought, oh, we should really do the show on Japan. But then I was thinking about it, and not only do these crises, this catastrophe that has occurred to the land of the ancient land, Japan, the land of the rising sun, which is very interesting. Not only does it activate our compassionate hearts, it also, I think, tends to trigger that fear that so many people are holding of the dying process. And I think that it just makes it that much more important that we really need to speak about it and resolve our fear with it and with the purging that's going on with Mother Earth. And I mean, she's shaking off the parasites. We, the two-legged, are being essentially parasites upon her, and she is going through her own death and rebirth, and so must we in terms of all aspects of our ways of being in relationship with ourselves, to others. All the structures are dying to be rebirthed, new beginnings, and also, sorry, I just lost myself there. And it's just it's a necessary process. And unfortunately, because, you know, things were not changing the way we were going, I firmly believe that these are occurring, because that's the only way that change will occur, is through these cataclysmic events and crisis. And as it was mentioned earlier, I mean, it's very sad that all of these people have perished in the earthquake and the tsunami, but it's important to remember that all of us, each one of us, has a very important role to play here. And those souls who have transitioned had a soul agreement to be there to ground that energy, to create that critical mass, so that huge shifts, these necessary shifts, can be brought in, can be birthed in, to create new beginnings and a beautiful new world for all of us. And I think a big part of that is coming full circle and getting reconnected to the earth, so that we live once again in harmony, in peace and harmony with the earth, with ourselves, within ourselves, and also with each other, because we are all one. We are all connected. We are all related. And one thing, two weekends ago, I attended a conference which was called Continuum, the Soul's Greatest Journey, and it was about transition. And Dr. Raymond Moody, I don't know if anyone's familiar with him, he's sort of the grandfather of near-death experiences, and David Kessler, who has carried on the seminal pioneering work of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, life and the whole concept of life after life. And it has been my own experience that this is indeed so. In fact, my own life experience this time around has been one of death and rebirth, literally. I've had death has touched my own family from the time I was a baby, with death within my father's brother, then the deceased uncle's family as well, and then within my own family with the the early death of my brother, my beloved brother, and then more recently with my mom. And it was actually through my studies with the Four Winds. That's my background. I'm a Reiki master twice over, but I ended up studying energy medicine, shamanism, the teachings of the ancient Inca, as it sort of synthesized and has been, Alberto Villaldo has brought, it's based on those ancient traditions, but he's also brought in the Jungian psychology, some of the Eastern religions, and also quantum physics. It's a real mix, and it's very, very powerful work. And through my studies with that, I became a certified teacher for dying consciously. And the whole purpose of dying consciously is to assist others in leaving this life to transition to the next life in the most conscious way possible. And I did this with my mom, and this work that I learned, it involves preparing the energy body along with her physical body and mind. And I actually walked her. It was an incredibly powerful period of time in those energies. And the way things worked out, I was able to have my mom move in with me and live with me for the last 13 weeks of her beautiful life. She was an angel. She really was an earth angel. And she was also my best friend. So it was difficult, and I always thought that I would be devastated. But because of the work that we did, it was beautiful just being able to give my mom the loving, tender care and a place of peace that she so deserved. And when I walked her to the other side, she was greeted by her mom. And then afterwards, the energy was just beyond words. It was an experience beyond worlds. And the only thing I can say, it was as if it was just this incredibly beautiful space, this place. It was golden, it was glistening, it was luminous. It was as if heaven had descended down to earth. And it was the most beautiful, it was a difficult time. There was chaos because of all of the things that were going on. And unfortunately, my father and my brother's very deep-seated fear of death and dying. When my brother was killed in a car accident when he was young, we never talked about it. And in fact, it's very interesting because of my technical difficulties today. I had to transition down to my father's house, to the family home, where my 90-year-old father still lives. And right now I'm sitting in my mom's room, looking out upon the huge trees in the backyard and the ravine. And I'm now speaking about death and dying in a house of pain where it was too painful to speak about it. And the time is now for all of us to bring this dialogue into our daily, you know, our conversation. So remove all that fear. And as the ancient traditions and lore say, you know, when we transition to the other side, the body returns to the earth. The body, the physical vessel that our souls have resided in, belongs to the earth. And our knowledge returns to the top of the mountains. And our knowledge has always belonged to the sacred mountains. And the essence of who we are, our spirit, that pure, beautiful soul essence, returns to the stars. And that has always belonged to the heavens. And when we embark upon our greatest journey, our spirit flight, we are released from the physical confines of this body and return to pure essence, pure light, where there are no worries. There is just peace, harmony, great beauty, and we are encompassed with and become returned to beings of pure love. And I'm saying this from my own. It is a beautiful thing, and it really should not be feared. And I'm saying this from not only, it's not only just a belief, it's actually my own experience, through my own experiences of speeding down through this beautiful golden tunnel towards, for me it was a golden light. It was something I wanted to surrender in, and when I did, I was actually disappointed that I wasn't able to escape my physical body, but each time I was speeding down that tunnel, something brought me back, and I know that I'm here for a reason. And also when I walked my mom to the other side, and in that period of time when we were together 24/7, didn't get a lot of sleep, but I experienced so many incredible things and many, many lessons, and was able to glimpse not only through my mom's visions, but also my own visions, and also that we had some shared visions as well of the other side, those glimpses of eternity. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I realized that my mom, actually, who better than my mom, but to teach me the greatest lesson of all, not to fear death. And that is something for me to pass on and share with my dad. And I know that now, you know, in his 90th year, and he's going strong, he's amazing, but he does have this fear of death and dying, and it's time for me to help him to heal that, along with heal our own relationship, deep wounding of the masculine and feminine that's being carried down through generations. And we're doing it, we're working it. But all of that has actually started from within. And I guess that's part of my message too, is not only to bring the dialogue of death and dying into conversation, but also these catastrophes, these crises that occur, especially with Japan, that focus our attention and expand our hearts to send that compassion, that caring to the people that are in crisis. We in order to do that more fully, we have to first go within and heal our own wounding. And for many of us, that involves holding. It's something that's encoded within us through society, but also it's held within our cellular memory. And it's only when we resolve those things within ourselves that we can be so much more in terms of our capacity to fully love and give to others. And in that, in removing those attachments to that fear that holds us and prevents us from living our lives to the fullest extent every moment. It's so important that we do that own healing within us, and so we're closing that gap, so there will be no more separation, no more duality within ourselves. And once we achieve that within ourselves, it necessarily, because we are in a holographic universe, it will necessarily ripple out to the collective. And that's what this time period is all about, this period of great transition from this period of great death and rebirth and new beginnings, as we co-create and dream a beautiful new world into being. And that must start from within ourselves.
Yes, and to be the change in the world that we want to see, the more fear we hold on to, the less our light can shine and the less positivity we have, raising our vibration and that of everything around us.
Yes,
and also,
exactly.
There's no point, I mean, we shouldn't be fearing death anyway. It's just our culture that makes us fear death, because not all cultures do fear it, but it's as natural to die or to transition as it is to be born.
Exactly.
It's just a natural part. I mean, thousands of people transition every day. It really brings it home to you when 500,000 or 250,000 all go at the same time, such as in a tragedy, such as we've had in the past, several big tragedies. And that's when it really brings it home to you. But when at those points, more and more people begin to question and to awaken, and all that is just helping the planet to ascend. And
yes,
as I said
exactly.
earlier, we've chosen to do that. But that's really, really pertinent what you were speaking about today, Azra, because, and especially in the light of the Japanese tragedy. That's really good.
Thank you. Yes,
so
and actually, you know,
thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The timing is divine timing, indeed. And, you know, we feel for those souls and their families, but when we remember who we are, and in remembering who we are, it is that we are pure spirit essence, and we are just here on this earth plane to learn lessons, and I think this is one of the largest lessons that we all have to learn, is to lose that fear of death and dying and remember, truly remember on that very soul cellular level, our spirit essence. And it's also very important to know too is that with those soul agreements for those all the souls that perished in the earthquake in Japan and tsunami, with that agreement and within that instant of death, know and trust and that they instantly return to that beautiful state of pure energy where there is no pain, no blame, no worry. It is pure, pure love, peace, and harmony. There is no fear.
No, it's beautiful. I had a near-death experience too, Azra. And it's just fantastic when you get to the other side. You know, you can't tell anyone how wonderful it is. And really, we're only being selfish by being so upset about our loved ones passing on, because they are completely fine and they're doing what they came to do. They came here to live their lives and do what they came to do and then to transition, and it's completely natural. And so because we don't take that on board, and because we all haven't transitioned and come back again and know what it's like, that's why we're so upset about them going. And yet really, in heaven, everybody is celebrating because they've gone back.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. And that. And when that conference, and when you read the works of, you know, Dr. Raymond Moody and David Kessler, for example, and there are many, many more. The more people talk about it, and they start sharing their stories of glimpses and everything, it just totally, and that's what they say, it is one big party. And and there is another fellow that was there, Joseph Tittle. He's a psychic medium, and he just, you know, as things happen, it ended up that, and through much, he went through a period of great denial, but it was coming through so obviously he could not deny it, and what his sole purpose is here is that he communicates with those who have crossed over into the next life, back into that pure essence, and that is the resounding message. And he actually did it with our group, the audience at this conference, and it was just whatever souls or no one could ask for a specific, you know, may I speak to, you know, may I speak to Tom, my brother who passed away, you know, 2 years ago. It didn't work like that. It was just whatever souls were coming through. And he would say, okay, I'm getting this information, and does anyone resonate with that? And the messages that were coming through were just incredible affirmation and validation, and very important messages for people on this side to just release their attachment to that fear that is holding them and preventing them from getting on with their lives and living it to the fullest.
Mm. Well, that's very healing, you know, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really healing to get
so
messages
healing
through. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to play the video, and every day at 12 o'clock for the next week or so, there's going to be people all around the world at noon sitting and meditating and visualizing a healed peoples in Japan and a healed city and a healed country, along with other places in the world, such as New Zealand. And, so anybody who wants to join in that every day at noon for 10 or 15 minutes or however long you can spare, it's manifesting the healing happening all around the world. And that's gorgeous, isn't it? You know, to do that as well if you've got time.
It's a beautiful thing. The focused intention, it definitely does, as we know so well, it does definitely has an impact.
Yeah. Well, you have a very special gift, Azra. That was beautiful. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you so very much for allowing me to share.
So we're going to do a special video created by Amaya, who's a Gold Ring member, and it's called Our Heart Goes Out to Japan. And that's the link that Marika keeps putting in the chat room that we haven't played yet. Have you got it set right to start there, Marika?
Because I want to make sure that everybody has it, because I saw it on, found it on Facebook this morning, and I thought, oh, this is such a great opportunity to do it in the show together, because we have lots of listeners every week, and when we focus and, you know, when we do it collectively, the energy raises and raises, so it's great to do it all together. So I'm going to...
Yeah,
I
very
think
good
everybody...
Choice.
Yeah.
Amaya, sorry, I can't even say his name, is a songwriter, and he's going to be on the show next month.
Great. Amaya.
Wonderful.
Mm.
Okay, shall I count everybody down now?
Yes, please do. I'm waiting for you. You haven't done this in a month. I miss it.
Hi. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play it.
Now it's time for our candle ceremony. And we all light our candles together and our incense as that purifies the atmosphere. And we light candles because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. Which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and all around the world, and especially to places of disaster such as Japan, New Zealand, and to places where there is war such as in the Middle East. And we're going to manifest, visualize and creatively manifest peace and healing to all war-torn parts of the world and places affected by disaster, and to all people who are suffering, especially children. And normally, we invite the angelic realm, which I did do earlier before we started the show, because they're right here with us all the time if we ask. Because of our free will, they're not allowed to help if we don't ask. So right now we're going to ask Gary to bring in the four directions. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, thank you. I want to call in the directions and have them get the medicine from the directions to be in with us here in this circle. All the good things that come from each direction to be here and present with us in the circle today. And I will begin with the west, and you can turn to the west and then look clockwise to the north and to the east and to the south. You can turn it those directions in your chair or just look in your mind's eye. And I'm going to start out in Lakota and then translate it into English as I go here. And I'm just going to come in. I just want to say, Mitakuyepi, Michanta Eta, Mitakuyepi, Ampetukile, Michanta Eta, Wo Aglake, Naha Nampe Chiuza Pelo. And that is, my relatives, on this day I speak to you from my heart. And I offer you my hand. Oatun kashila, hate wakantanka, na tate uyedopa, ahituampo. O grandfather, father, great spirit, in the four sacred directions, look upon us. We look to the west and we say, weachpiata, wakina oyateki, ahituampo. And that's O west. Thunder being people, look upon us. We look to the north and say, Waziata, Ta Tanka Oyateki, Ahituampo. That's O north. Buffalo people, look upon us. We look to the east and we say, Weo Hiampa, Sinte Sapela Oyateki, Ahituampo. And that's O east. Black tailed deer people, look upon us. And we look to the south and say, Ito Kagata, Wambli Oyateki, Ahituampo. And that's over south. Eagle people, look upon us. And we look over our heads and say, Wakatkia and Wakatkia, Ahituampo. And that's ever higher and ever higher. Look upon us. And we look at our feet and we say, Namakaina, Naushimaka, Ahituampo. And that's Mother Earth, Grandmother Earth, look upon us. And where all these medicines come and where they intersect is at our very heart center, in the center of our being. And we look to that place and we say, Nahochoka, Wamdigleshka, Ahituampo. And that's center, spotted eagle, look upon us. And I just want to say, now we chojane na okpila, oyate oyase, chantkia. And that's health and happiness to all of us, in all nations, love to all people. Naheche tuwalo, metakuye, oyase. It is so indeed. We are all related. Aho.
Aho.
That felt pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Now that the medicine from each direction is in with us, that creates a pretty good sacred space.
From in that space, we're going to do the mantra.
Aho.
Here we go.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They're overflowing with love. And the energy, you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want. by writing down their names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And Azra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
This meditation is called Dissolving Impediments to Opening the Heart. If there's anything that's impeding you from completely opening your heart to others, to yourself, and between that direct connection with Divine Source, focus upon it and release that blockage, that impediment now. Begin by taking deep breaths and sinking into your body, and focusing all of your consciousness into your heart. With every breath in, open your heart larger and larger and larger. As you breathe in and your heart opens, feel yourself connecting to the all that is Divine Source, the great ocean of love, vibrant and alive, vast yet tender. So now you have a gloriously open heart connected to the all of love, the vast, the unmanifest. And now you feel that ocean of Divine Source love permeating your being and funneling through your heart, not just your physical heart, but the heart of love that you are. With every out-breath, Divine Source pours through you to touch and love manifested life. We are aware of ourselves now as that point where Divine Source loves through us. Be conscious of how it feels as love pours through you. Feel how it blesses, how it kisses every cell of your body, how it illuminates every particle of love that you are, how it resonates with the light that is in every atom, with the life that you are. How does it feel to be the very heart of Divine Source? Breathe in, becoming the open heart, communing with the all of love. Breathe out as love pours through the opening that is you, and Divine Source's love comes into the world. Notice how it feels to be touched by this love to be its vehicle, its vessel. Allow the love to pour through you and your mind to notice. After the fact, notice, if you can, how this love honors the truth of who you are, your existence. As you feel this love pouring through you, keep expanding in your awareness of the heart that you are, expanding until there is nothing else. No personality, no body, only the glorious opening for love. Feel the celebration of life, exaltation, joy as that love pours through you. Notice that there is only love washing through you, pouring through you, rushing through you without discrimination. It doesn't go some places and not to others. It doesn't find some lives worthy and others not. Love just pours through you. All of life manifest is being loved through us. The rushing, dancing river of living love pouring through the heart of divine source that we are. Now placing our consciousness right at that point, that is the opening of our heart, the place where divine source's love pours through, the window pane of our spirit, the heart. Allow to rise up before this opening something that restricts the passage of this love, something that is a belief or a part of who you think you are, something that needs the forgiveness of letting go. Allow it to rise up from within, from the wisdom that divine source is with you. Hold it there in front of the opening that is your heart. Now breathing in, connect to the glorious all of the love of divine source and allow that love pouring through your heart to love that flaw, that impediment, that part that needs releasing. To love it, to pour that love upon it with passion and with tenderness, all the urgency of the luminous river of life reaching through to lift it up, to dissolve its hold on your heart. Love washes it tenderly until you see it dissolving, until where there was a blockage, there is only living love. Know that anything exposed to this love can only dissolve, its energy freed at last. And now, breathing in, you are held within the all of divine source. You are held in love so magnificent that you are filled with joy and love so tender that you are sure in every fiber of your being of divine sources, personal love and support of you. You are suspended in abundance and perfection, the perfection of divine sources' love for you. You are resting in the ocean of divine source, and you are filled with a clarity that you have never known, the experience of how precisely divine source shows you your unique beauty, the truth of your creation. This glorious, all-encompassing, personal yet limitless love of divine source reveals to you the full capacity of your heart, so that now, breathing out, divine source's love now flows through you completely unimpeded. the opening that is the center of your being, the great heart that you are, is filled with ecstasy, because now you are aware that this very same tender, uplifting, deeply personal love of divine source you have experienced can pour through your heart. In this way, divine source may reach others through the sacred opening for love that you are. The windowpane of your spirit, the center of your being, your heart is crystal clear, glistening in luminous love. Breathing in, you feel the sweet support of the all of divine source, reflecting to you your truest self, your purest essence, that is love. Breathing out, you know yourself as the clear, unimpeded heart through which divine source now perfectly loves the world. Every person, every plant, every particle of energy, all that is, divine source will love them through you. And as divine love is ever moving through you, you will be giving beyond any thought or desire to receive. Just so will you truly receive all that you give, which is now all that divine source gives through you, multiplied and delivered to your open and accepting heart. Now you have the assurance that all impediments will be removed from your heart by divine source, so you can simply rest in this assurance that divine source will do the work of love in and through you now, in each and every moment, in each and every breath. You are luminous love, light in its purest essence.
Thank you.
keeping it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. Bring the light back up to the top of your head, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of light. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid, keeping you safe until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for all the energies being here today, and also for the angelic realm. Thank you all for helping to co-create the energies. Next week, our special guest is Akito. Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. This is beautiful. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Esra, for the meditation.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for allowing me to speak and do the meditation and for having me with you here now. I'm very, very grateful and honored. Thank you.
We're honored.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll see
you
all
next
week.
Thank you for
coming
and sharing of your wisdom and of your training and your perspective on transitions. It was very enlightening. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone.
It was brilliant. Thank you. And we're going to play out with Sweet Harmony by Beloved, I believe.
Yes. Here we go.
Aww. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you. We
love
you.
Love you, everyone.
Oh.
Bye.
See you next
time. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Daksha.
Ake.
Namaste.
Blessings to all.